sanskaras.
Sometimes someone says, he's very expert at some activity. They say, this is his purva samskaras. You're born in a Brahmin family, and from a young age, your parents engage you in ringing a bell and offering artik and putting tulsi on the boga. Now you go and make Thakurji's offering. You're a little girl and you're 5 years old. And your mother says you put tulsi leaves on everything, you sprinkle with water, you ring the bell. And then the daughter does it automatically, practically, without even being told. Because she has already done that so many times before in a previous life. So this is called purva, prior or previous sanskaras. So what are sanskaras? Sanskaras are mental impressions. They're like etchings or engravings marked on the chitta. The chitta is the fine plane of, it's like a plane of existence that separates the jiva, that it's a borderline between the material energy and the spiritual energy. There's chitta, and then below chitta there's hankara, and below ego there's intelligence. And then there's man, and then there's the indriya, and all the senses in the body. So chitta is the mirror of consciousness. Chitta, chaito dharvana marjanam. So this is these marks, their cause. What is the cause of these samskaras? All of our sense experiences, especially the sense of sight, can create samskaras. So anything we smell, like right now, we're creating samskaras. By hearing Harikatha, with our ears we're hearing Harikatha, with our eyes we're seeing the deity form of the Lord. And this is making an impression in our chitta. And there's bhog sanskaras and there's bhakti sanskaras. Bhog sanskaras means we do so many activities, maybe sinful or maybe Vedically ordained, but they're karmic activities for our own pleasure with our material body. So it's called bhog, enjoyment. Bhog samskaras. And so then that creates a tendency or an impression to do the same thing again. So bhakti samskaras are also there. So sight is very important. It creates a very powerful samskara. We see some ghastly scene. We see some body all mangled up and chopped up in an auto accident. And maybe we look at it, and then we see that with our eyes, and it goes deep. It's carved. It's almost tattooed into our chitta, like a tattoo. And somebody gets a tattoo in their arm, it just doesn't wash off with soap and water. It's stuck on there for a long time, maybe many, many years. And it's dyed into your skin. So when we see things, then they make very deep impressions in our chitta, so deep that maybe weeks later we'll go to sleep, and then that chitta will be stimulated in our dream state, then that whole scene will come back in our mind again. Oh, wow. We'll wake up and say, that's terrible. I saw that mangled up body in the auto accident. So the question is, how do we keep from getting unwanted samskaras and then strengthen the useful samskaras for devotion? So that's what Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. He says that aversion is the other side of attraction. Aversion means repulsion, to be repelled by something. One is to be attracted, go forward, go towards something, approach something, go forward. That's attraction. But repulsion is to go away, go the opposite way, run away. Let go, run away, run the other way. So Krishna says you should be free from attraction and aversion. Those are two sides of the same coin. You have a coin that has heads and tails, two sides. Because both will create bondage. If you're very attached to something, it will create bondage. If you're very detached from something, that will also create bondage. Like sometimes people say, I love my wife. I love my wife so much. I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her. So they're very attached. And so that attachment, that creates a sanskara, a deep impression in the mind. So when one dies, maybe he becomes a woman in the next life. But then, so that's attraction. So it creates strong sanskara. But now, here's another example, not attraction, but hatred. I hate Muslims. I can't stand Muslims. I just hate them. So they have very strong aversion. I just can't stand. I just want to kill them all and just send them all back to wherever, Mecca. So that hatred, that deep, intense hatred, you just see one. And the hatred is lying in your chitta. It's also a sanskara. It's a bad sanskara, aversion. And maybe even be deeper than your attraction. You may be attracted and love, I love my wife, I'm so attracted to her. So you have a sanskara. But you may have even a deeper sanskara for hatred for Muslims. So like you see your wife, when you see her, you remember her, oh yeah, I love her so much. But then during the day, you don't see her, but you may be working in some city, Ghaziabad or whatever, but some city there's many, many Muslims there. And all day long you're seeing Muslims, and they're walking by your shop or something, or you have some, you're some shopkeeper and a Muslim. And all day long you're thinking, oh, these Muslims, I can't stand them. Look at this guy, he's got five kids. He's walking down the street with five kids. Why do they have so many kids? And you make all, and every time you see him, you keep thinking, Muslim, oh, I hate them. So this is Ben's very deep samskara in our chitta, very deep etching and carving and impression. And then when the time of death comes, although you're very attached to your wife, but and that has a strong samskara attachment to wife, a strong samskara in your chitta. At the same time, you hate Muslims more. So that's a stronger samskara. So when you die, you say, oh, I hate these Muslims. And your wife will say, just don't think about it. Now you're going to die. Just think about God. No, but it's just, why is the world? There's a guy, and then you die. So that your samskara was so, your hatred was so strong that your whole consciousness went to that samskara, hatred samskara, aversion samskara at the time of death. The next life you're born in Mecca. You're born as the number 10th son of some sheikh of Arabia or something from his fifth wife. So you're in a heap of trouble if you become a Muslim. So this is, so Krishna says that we have to get rid of these unwanted samskaras. We have to be neutral. We should be neutral. That's the whole idea. Don't be attached, don't be detached. Anything in this material world, okay, I have a wife, I do my duty, I show some affection, but my attachment is not there. It's all mundane, it's all material. We should be the good attachment, the good samskara is bhakti samskara, to be attached to Krishna. So the whole idea is we how do we get free from these material samskaras? The idea is we should not, don't give them importance. Don't give importance to material impressions and material sense experiences. How do you do something? You have some ice cream. How do you like this ice cream? Eh, it's okay. All right. No, it's really great. Oh, it's so good, you know. Oh, it's really good. Chocolate chip mint, you know, or whatever. It's like chocolate chip with mint flavor and green color and little chips all over it. Oh, it's so good. I just like it too much. You know, so the person gets really into it. And you're like, okay, it's okay. You know, I can live with it if I have it or I don't have it. It's called the middle road, moderation. Be moderate. The yogi doesn't eat too much, eat too little, sleep too much, or sleep too little. Be moderate. So it's the same thing. You move through this material world, you interact with the elements, you interact with the people and the situations, but you don't get affected so much. It's like water on a lotus leaf. A lotus leaf has a waxy covering. So you see some water, you put a drop of water on it, it kind of sits on the leaf, moves around like this, and you tilt the leaf a little bit. Whoop, the drop of water rolls off the leaf into the lake. And there's no more impression, there's no more remnants or residue of that water drop in the leaf. The leaf is dry. It has a waxy covering on the lotus leaf. So our chitta, we should always have a waxy covering on our chitta. Any kind of, all these material experiences and material impressions, they should just be like drops of water on a lotus leaf. They come, they're on there, they make some impression, okay, it's my husband, it's my wife, it's my mother, family, house, this, all that. Okay. But it's on my chitta. It's there for a moment, then put, it's off. It's gone. I don't make a big thing of it. I don't stress it. I don't give importance to these material impressions and material sense experiences. So samskaras become very deeply rooted, very deeply carved in our chitta by giving them importance. In other words, if we have a liking for it, back to my original point, we have a liking or disliking. If you like something too much, that creates a strong samskara for that thing. If you dislike something too much, that creates a strong samskara for that. So whenever you see some object, you see some object in this world, or you see some person, you can have three different types of responses you can have. Three different types of feelings about that person, about that object. One is, you can remain neutral. Why, what do you think of this guy? Whatever, he's okay, whatever. You know, I don't think much. That's neutral. Or you can like it. Oh yeah, he's a nice guy, I really like this guy, he's nice, and blah, 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 blah. And you give all the reasons why he's so nice. Or you don't like it. Oh, I don't like it. So you can like something, or dislike something, or remain neutral. So basically, what is this? Basically, how does Bhagavad Gita describe this? Bhagavad Gita describes it as rag and dvesh. These are the terms, Sanskrit terms, words are used. Rag and dvesh. Basically, there's only two. There's only two things. There's not really three options. There's no real neutral. No one's really neutral. Although we said you can like something or dislike it, or be neutral. So liking something means rag, attachment. And disliking something means dvesh. Dvesh means envy, hatred, dislike. So because that's what Krishna is telling Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, oh, Arjuna, you have to get free from the dualities of material nature. Icha dvesha samuttena dvanda mohina bharata. He says in its seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there's this verse about, he says, desire and hatred, desiring something, and so that desire means this rag. This verse is there, we can see. It's from 7th chapter Gita, verse 27. Icha dvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna said, Oh, Arjuna, parantapa. Parantapa means one who burns up his enemies, one who conquers his enemies. All living entities are born into delusion. Sammoham. Sarvabhutani. Sarvabhutani sammoham. And what is the cause of that delusion? They're bewildered by dualities arising from desire and hate. Icha dvesha samutena dvanda mohena bharata. Dvandva. Dvanda means duality. Dvanda mo. Dvanda, like we say dvaitavad. Dvanda mohena. So there's two types of illusion. Icha dvesha samutena. Utena is like uto. In Hindi, uta means samuto. They arise. Icha and dvesha. So these arise from this illusion. This illusion of the material world creates icha and dvesha. Icha means rag, desire. I want this. I'm attached to it. I like it. Icha, rag. And dvesha means envy or hatred. So the Bhagavad Gita is teaching us, O Arjuna, arise above icha and dvesha. Rise above rag and dvesha. Attachment and aversion. Attachment and hatred. Don't have a liking for anything or have a hatred for anything. If it's a samskara related with bhakti, we should like it. And it will become deeper. So the things that are related to Krishna, these are organic, these are eternal, these are natural. These are part of our svabhav. Our actual spiritual nature. Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. This is our Nitya Svabhav. That I love Krishna. That I glorify Krishna. That I serve Krishna. So anything, bhakti samskaras, not bhog samskaras, but bhakti samskaras, anything that's related to Krishna, anukalyena sankalpa. Anukalyena sankalpa. We should accept sankalpa. We should accept and embrace anything related to Krishna. Yes, I'd really like to sing for Krishna. I really like to cook for Krishna. I really like to read the Bhagavatam. I have a very strong liking for this. This is healthy. This is a healthy samskara. This is a healthy rag. This is what rag, we talk about raganuga bhakti, or rag, anurag. Rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So this type of samskara is good. This is a spiritual samskara, which will liberate one, which will free one from the cycle of birth and death. Because this type of samskara, liking things related to Krishna, or liking to serve Krishna, or liking to hear about Krishna, or liking to chant Krishna's name, or liking to visit the holy dham, or liking to associate with devotees, having a strong liking for these things, this is progressive, this is helpful, this is beneficial, this is purifying and ultimately liberating. So these things should be cultivated. Bhakti samskara should be cultivated at the expense of material samskaras. Material samskaras should be ignored. Anukalina sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Pratikul. Those things that go against my objective, we should reject them, not consider them, not deal with them. So the more we like something, and like anything, it becomes deeper and deeper in our chitta. So both rag and dvesh create samskaras. If we remain neutral, they will not create much samskaras. For example, when we're riding in the car, We look out the window, we see many things out the window. Many sense impressions. Every minute we see so many signs and so many other cars and so many people, and especially in India, there's so many sense impressions. In America, you go down the road and all you see is cars. Cars and road and street signs. But in India, you go down and it's like a whole circus or a whole zoo outside the window. There's buffalo, there's cows, there's dogs, there's pigs, there's goats. There's tractors, there's bullock carts, there's people, there's animals, all kinds of scenes going on outside the window. There's people doing, selling things, and guys with monkeys and bears and doing tricks at the road stop. Monkeys at the traffic light come and spin, do a handspring in front on your hood of your car and get 5 rupees. So there's a lot of sense impressions. But if we're absorbed, in our own thoughts, these sights or these sense experiences don't create much samskaras. In other words, maybe we're chanting japa. We're chanting japa and we're praying to the holy name, Sri Nam Prabhu, and trying to be in a mood of humility and submission before the holy name, before Nam Prabhu. And we're chanting, and we're hearing and chanting, and we're also looking out the window. So these impressions, these light images, these objects, these people, these animals, all these amazing, strange things outside the window as we drive down the road, they're all going, and touching our eyeball. They're touching our eyeball, and they're registering to some extent on our mind. But because our thoughts are not there, we're absent-minded to that. We're not really paying attention to that, we're especially because it's inattentive japa. But most of our mind is with the holy name and our attention. So what happens is that although we see thousands of people outside the car window and thousands of sights and objects and signs and cars and vehicles, it doesn't make much samskaras. Very little carving or impression is put in our chitta. So someone can say, now you went from Vrindavan to Delhi. You saw thousands, literally thousands and millions of people and objects and things. Do you remember any of those things? No. Well, you can't remember something you don't get attached to. If you don't get attached to something, there's no samskara. There's no source of memory. What's the most amazing thing you saw when you went from Delhi to, went from Radhakund to Delhi in the car? What's the most amazing thing you saw or you heard? Well, I don't know. I don't remember seeing anything. I was just chanting japa, or maybe I was sleeping. Well, if you're awake, not sleeping, and then you'll say, I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention. We have this phrase, I wasn't really paying attention. You get in a car and you go somewhere, and someone says, oh, you came this way to my house. Did you see that new mall going up? No, I didn't see it. Where is that? Oh, it's right. You went right by it. Oh, really? I didn't notice. You went right by some huge hospital being constructed, and you didn't even notice it. It's the most biggest thing happening in that part of the town, but you were absorbed in your own thoughts, so you didn't notice it. So this is the idea that the whole material world should be something we don't notice. We don't really notice the material world. We're too preoccupied with our spiritual activities and then cultivating our spiritual samskaras. We don't really know who went or what. Like so many people come here from Delhi and they meet me and this and that, and even I take them on parikrama sometimes. And then a couple of years later they said, remember me? I said, no. And they said, you took me on parikrama. I said, no, I can't remember. I'm sorry. Because I don't get too much attention. Okay, I do it as my duty. I glorify Krishna. But I don't make a big thing about these people. In fact, no impression, really. So this is the idea that we don't... actually, the fact is that everything that we do creates a samskara. But these type of things have no meaning because it's a very weak samskara. However, if we see something... We see something, especially seeing, and we like it, that makes an impression, a samskara, which goes very deep. As soon as any sense experience we have, if we attach two feelings to it, either rag, which is liking, or dvesh, which is disliking or hatred, then that drives that samskara, that drives that sense experience deep into our chitta. It's like a pounding. Like in the railroad, they have these big spikes, these big nails they use to tie down the railway ties. The guy has a big hammer. He goes, tong, tong. And he drives that nail into the wood to hold down the railway tie. So if we have some, we see something in this material world, some person, like we see some movie star and say, wow, shoof, wow, look at that. And then we really gloat, we gloat over that form of that movie star lady or man or whatever. And we say, oh, wow, I really like her. She's, wow, this, that. And really delve into it and dwell on it. Then that's like driving a spike into our chitta. It's like taking a sledgehammer and a big steel nail, big spike, and tong, 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 just hammering it deep into our chitta. Because if we attach liking or disliking to any experience, then it'll be stuck with us. We'll be stuck with our hatreds. We'll be stuck with our dvesha and stuck with our rag. It will capture us. It will infiltrate our chitta. It will occupy our chitta in a very strong and powerful way and take us there when we least expect it and when it can get so much difficulty. Therefore, we remember those things in our lives which were very grave, very traumatic experiences, an accident or something you enjoyed very much or hated very much, because they go deep. You had any deep sense experience, traumatic, you had some traumatic experience, your father died or whatever, and you saw him die, and he died in your arms, and you saw his last breath. That's a very strong samskara, because attachment to the father or the husband, and seeing it, so that's easy to remember. So our chitta, that's why it's easy for us to remember Maya, because we've had so much association with Maya. We've been operating these two principles, are the two operating principles that the jiva has been using since time immemorial to interact with this material world. These are the two operating principles, raga and dvesha. And we're just living in the illusion created by the two. We're living between the two. The illusion is these two get together and create moha. So we're living in the illusion of raga and dvesha. These are my attachments, mahamameti, and these are my hatred, these are my things I don't like. I like these things, I don't like these things. So this, we're surrounded by in a world of illusion. Built our illusory world, our moha jagat, or maya jagat, that universe which is not, that world which is not, moha jagat, that world of moha or illusion, is perpetuated, or we maintain our position in it because of raga and dvesha, because of our attachments and our hatred, our liking and our disliking. That's what we remember. We remember those strong impressions. Like sometimes people use this phrase, oh, it created a very strong impression on me. And when I had human dissection class in medical school, and for several weeks we were working on this body of this 55-year-old lady, and we kept her in this like refrigerator, and then we'd slide her out, you know, then work on her, then in this air-conditioned room, and then we'd slide her back in. And I can't forget to this day when we did an incision on her foot, on her Achilles tendon, and you know, on just her bottom of her foot, and we're revealing the fascia or whatever, peeling back the skin and all this stuff. Then there's all these just on the heel, this body, and this is some old skinny old lady, some old derelict or something they found on the street and used her for hospital use. And on the ball of her foot, it was just all these little yellow balls of fat, because that's cushioning. Cushioning is like the breast or the rear end or wherever there's some cushioning, the belly. It's just all these fat globules. And I can't forget, because I was just taking notes. There were three or four students on each body. And I wasn't going into surgery, so I didn't really get too involved with that. So I would just take notes what we did. And then, and I remember the guy was cutting, or lady or whatever it was. And it was like co-ed school. So he was cutting. And he said, oh, my knife is getting all oily and greasy from cutting through this heel of the foot. And they opened it up, all these yellow little balls, like little ghee balls or something. And then this is, so I can't forget that. So I made a deep samskara in my brain. So this samskara is a very interesting topic. So we remember those things which were very traumatic in our life, very grave accident or something we enjoyed very much. So we have to replace all those samskaras with bhakti samskaras. Remember Rath Yatra Kirtan. Remember going on morning walk with Srila Prabhupada, unforgettable experience, or sitting in a room with Srila Prabhupada, room conversation in Mayapur. So if we like something very much or we hate something very much, it creates very deep samskaras. Or if we repeatedly do something, it also creates deep samskaras. If we want to avoid bad samskaras, we should not like it and don't become attached to it. Then we'll not create samskaras, which will affect dislike and hatred. Don't like anything, don't dislike anything or anyone. And actually, it's told by the acharyas that if you hate something or hate someone, that creates much deeper samskaras than if you like someone. Which I gave the analogy already about the man is very attached to his wife, he loves his wife, but he also hates the Muslims. So that creates a deeper samskara. And his wife he only sees at night. And it's a favorable thing, so he doesn't think much. Okay, my wife, I have my dinner and I'm with her. But the hatred one is during the work, and he's working in a Muslim neighborhood or something. All day long he's just, I hate Muslims. So he's chanting this mantra, I hate Muslims, hundreds of times all day long at his workplace because he's surrounded by Muslims in a Muslim neighborhood. But he's not chanting anything, I love my wife, I love my wife, I love my wife. It's only when he comes home and then he thinks, oh yeah, my wife, she's nice, I love my wife. So he only chants, I love my wife, a few times. And he chants all day long, I hate the Muslim. So it really drives his samskara deep into his chitta, samskara. So what happens is that then he gets trapped. So this is some discussion about samskaras. We want to be attached to Krishna and Krishna's devotees and Krishna's service and try to deeply concentrate on our devotional activities so that we can have our chitta, our consciousness, chaita dharvana marjanam, becomes, by chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in bhakti, all of the material samskaras become wiped out. Empty the recycle bin. We empty the recycle bin and it's clean, we have a clean slate. And we just wipe out all that bad samskaras.